All right, folks. Going for a little walk today on the trail. Had a few things I wanted to talk about. With everything going on right now. I guess I can start off with there's a few things I want to talk about. Let me try to remember what they were. Okay, so I know I had talked about if there was a correlation with the so-called world wars with the volcanic eruptions. Around the same time, and there seems to be some big volcanic eruptions that went off. So, you know, doesn't necessarily mean anything, but when I look at stuff going on right now, I don't know, it seems to be pretty, it seems to be pretty cyclic, meaning the patterns seem to be, it's like the same shit happening again. Which, I mean, which isn't really surprising, because, you know, we live on a ball going around the sun in a circle, so time is circular. So what happened before probably is gonna happen again. Bunch of volcanoes going off right now. Everybody talking about World War III. Dr. Valentina Zharkova, Dr. Judith Curry, Dmitry Orlov, a bunch of other scientists. I think even Dr. William Happer. And then, you know, the what's his name? Dr. William Happer, Dr. Something Casey, right? The ones that are speaking out against this whole global warming BS. I mean, they're not disagreeing with it. They're not disagreeing with climate change. But all they're saying is, you know, what goes up must come down, because it's cyclic. Right? Unlike capitalism, that they think will keep going up and up and up and up. Nature doesn't work like that. So, just saying, that's one of the topics I wanted to talk about. We'll see what happens next. Few years will be pretty clear. 2020 to 2053, next three decades, right? So we'll see. Okay, so related with that, I just want to bring up the whole thing about the draft. So if we're going through a grand solar minimum, a bunch of volcanoes going off, so then that would be a good reason for another world war, apparently, air quotes, to kind of purge the population, because if we don't have enough food to feed the livestock, then, well, you're going to have to send them off to the meat market while they're still fat, right? So, talking about the draft here. The draft and abortion go hand in hand. It's not that complicated. If you're going to have a draft, then women should have a right to abortions. You do the math. It's not that complicated. It's pretty simple, actually. Okay, very simple. You already know how that works. This is nothing new. A bunch of civilizations throughout history, the women did the same thing because they got tired of their men killing off their children that they raised. You know, with so much love, energy, care, time, then you just send them off to war and get them killed. So they said, fuck that. We're done having kids for you. We're done having sex with you. Fuck your stupid wars. We're not gonna let you kill off our babies. That's pretty simple. Drafts, wars, abortions. It's all connected. Okay? Not that complicated. Alright. Next topic. What else do I want to talk about? Right, so I started rewatching Trailer Park Boys once again. I think it's probably my second time, just for shits and giggles. And what it kind of made me realize is politics, geopolitics, whatever you want to call it, all this shit is not that complicated. That's why I keep going back to the playground analogy, because that's what it's actually like. We're all on this playground called planet Earth. Everybody just trying to have a good time, play, have fun with friends, get along, blah, blah, blah. But sure, every now and then, there are gonna be some, you know, drama here and there. But overall, we try to, you know, figure it out, get over it, move on, and get along again. Because that's what you do on a playground, is you want to play. So, in order to have a nice playground, you need adults, you need rules to keep things fair, right? It's not that complicated. One set of, I don't even want to call them adults, one set of so-called adults on the playground. Let's see, how do I want to place them? One set of adults on the playground who are on the corner of called Washington, D.C., right? They have, well, how do I put this? It's, they're the bullies, right? Who, you know, somehow or the other got in charge of controlling the playground, the money, the food, the rules, the bullies who enforce those rules, whether they're fair or not. So those adults, so-called adults in D.C., are doing that. Now, the rest of the kids on the playground, you know, try to do the best they can under these fucked up, unfair rules and circumstances, right? They're forced to use the dollar, which only DC controls what the value is. So let's say one side of the playground worked their asses off, saved up a bunch of dollars so they could spend it on, I don't know, starting their own business, let's say, to help out their community, blah, blah, blah. So then DC says, well, we can't let them be independent on their own feet, supporting themselves, self-sufficient. So guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna print a bunch more dollars, which will bring down the value of their savings. And then we'll go around, cause some chaos around the playground, and force all these other motherfuckers to borrow some more of our dollars, which they have to pay back with interest. Right? IMF and all this shit. It's not that complicated. They don't want you to be self-sufficient, successful, not in debt, running your own economy based off of your own resources. Because then that way they can't control you. That way they're going to have to play fair. That way they're going to have to actually compete in the market to actually have a good product instead of, you know, monopolizing everything and then charging jacked up price because they can do that. So basically they're going to actually have to play fair and compete and actually use their brains and, you know, try and give a fuck. But they don't want to do that. They'd rather have the whole system under their cheat code that only they can use, right? UN veto power, all this stuff. It's only they can use the cheat code. Nobody else can. So it's not that complicated, right? The rest of the kids are saying, you know what? We've had it. The rest of the kids, the rest of the adults on the playground, the parents of the other kids, everybody standing up to the bully in DC. So now DC is going around the world trying to cause some more chaos all over the world, right? Coups, wars against tribes, food shortages, famines, gas shortage, supply shortage, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, their tactics, divide, conquer. The other side is trying to unite and prosper. You know. It's nothing new. One fucker trying to hold on to that power by any means. The other side is saying, no, we're gonna run our own country with our own resources how we want to, because I think we know best what's best for our people, best for us, best for our resources, best for our economy, best for our culture, right? What if all these other so-called, let's say, leaders of all these other countries went over to DC, took over the White House, started telling all the Americans how to live their life? No, these are our rules now, and you're gonna follow our rules. What do you think the American people would do? What do you think they would do? I think by now they'd just probably go along with the show. I mean, that's what they've been doing since, you know, the end of the so-called Civil War. Right? A house divided cannot stand. North versus South. North got industrialized, then turned around, told the South to get rid of their slaves. South said, fuck you. You guys got industrialized. You're telling us to get rid of our slaves so that we fall behind. Fuck that. But they got it done anyways, right? Got rid of, air quotes, slavery. But then they came up with a deal to set up a hierarchy down in the South so that you still had slavery, just under a different guise. The prisons are private, they're filled with slaves, right? They're making a killing on their profits. Nothing new under the sun, right? The parasites scaled it up and did the same with the whole planet, basically. Especially with the UK. They learned all the shit from the UK and scaled it up and brought it over to America. And America basically is the bully, let's say, the Frankenstein monster that the globalists use to steal resources from all over the planet and get rich off of that. Right? They don't just live in America, they can live wherever they want on this planet. They just put a puppet show in DC and all these Western countries that are not really countries, more like companies, right? The CEO, the board, the government, blah blah blah. Any public face is just a puppet, right? They're the ones we think are in charge, so that if anything happens, they're the ones who take the blame, while the real fuckers pulling the strings, getting all the money. You have no idea who they are, if they even exist, because they're in the background, they're behind the scenes. I mean, will anything change? Because that's the whole thing with laws. That is what humans had to come up with to be civilized, right? Otherwise, we'd just be acting like this tribe versus that tribe. You killed my father, I'm gonna kill your father. And it's the same story for generations. That's the history of Europe, basically. this country invaded that country, killed that country's leader. So then this country, their sons were like, I'm gonna grow up and take revenge. I mean, that's the whole history of Europe. All these shows about European history. That's what their plot point basically boils down to. It's always the same story. This tribe went fucked over that tribe. So then that tribe, for the whole show, and some more, the storyline is about how they get revenge. That's all it is. I mean, it's not that complicated. But coming back to laws and rules, you know, anytime you play any sort of game, board game, video game, whatever game on the playground, there are rules. Everybody agrees to the rules. That's how you play, have a good time. Then some motherfucker starts to not follow the rules. That's when you start seeing all the drama. It's not that complicated. But then, who makes the rules? What is a state, a city, Congress, any group of people? What is it? Huh? What is it? If you take a little suburb, right, this little neighborhood, let's say 50 people, 50 families, okay? Something happens in that neighborhood all the time. Let's say a bunch of robberies or whatever. So then all those 50 people, families of that neighborhood get together and they figure out a system plan to keep watch for each other in that neighborhood for any sort of theft, robberies, burglaries, blah blah blah. Warning system, group, chat group, so everybody's on the in, knowing what's going on. Okay, there you go. That's Congress, city, town, village, state, country. That's all it is, just scaled up. All those 50 people have to come up with rules, laws, budgets, plans, agendas, projects, how to keep that neighborhood safe, secure, running smoothly, everybody in the community being taken care of, getting along, provided for, blah blah blah. That's all it is, just scaled up. It's not that complicated. Not that complicated. Or, in fact, the whole power structure can be simplified into a triangle. I think that's the best, most stable shape. Not I think, that's what scientifically, mathematically, geometrically, physically, blah blah blah, physics, everything says a triangle is the most stable, solid shape. It can be brought down. Any sort of system can be brought down into the shape of a triangle. You know, Christians love using that. Wife, husband, left, right. As they get closer to God, they get closer to each other on the top, right? It's the same structure, best system. It stood the test of time. The pyramids are still standing because it works. The three points Why? Because any sort of voting, basically, when you break it down to its simplest form, is a three-act structure, even stories. Beginning, middle, end. Act one, two, three. Okay. Well, that's in the so-called West. In the East, it's a five-act structure. Beginning, middle, beginning, it's more like, how do you put a diamond structure? Act one, act two, act three, act four, act five is basically one full circle resolution. In the West, they just break it down to three parts. But anyways, my point is 3 points, because any sort of voting system comes down to 3 points. You don't need all these people to come and vote. It's the more numbers you add to that shape, all it does is slow things down. That's all it is. I'm not saying we shouldn't vote. I'm just saying, like, shape, structure, system, mechanics wise, I'm trying to break it down into a simple symbol so that you understand how it works, and then it's just scaled up. 3 points, because it always is two sides. So why do you have the third point? To be the tiebreaker. That's all it is. This is why in America they don't allow a third option when it comes to voting, because they don't want that tiebreaker to be independent, because they want to control both sides. In America, that third point, the tiebreaker, is also controlled by the elite. The left and the right is the only two options they tell you exists, but they are the deep state, or whatever you want to call it. They're actually the third point who's in control of the tiebreaker, so that they can control both sides, because both sides are part of the same coin. I mean, it's not that complicated. So this is why they will never allow an actual independent, strong, third tie-breaking party. Because then that's how the so-called deep state puppet masters lose their control of this fucking shit show, puppet shit show they call the government. It's all bullshit. Anyways, I'm just trying to break it down to that level so it's easy to understand. Even that one lecture I shared of the Muslim guy talking about the Trinity, how he said it's got nothing to do with God, it's actually the three branches of government. It's the power structure, like the triangle, the pyramid, like I just tried to say, how power works by votes, and that's all it is. The two sides with the tiebreaker, the third side. That's all it is. So this is very easy to understand, because usually people always tend to have two sides, okay? That's just usually how reality is set up, in duality, okay? Left, right, night, day, male, female, blah, 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 okay? Red, blue. But you need the third point in order to, make decisions, get shit done, because if it's always 50-50, nothing gets done. Okay? So this is what actually gives the third point actual power, because they're the ones that, let's say, 49-49 and that 1% actually holds a lot of power. Okay? This is why it's important for that 1%, get it? The 1% on top of the pyramid, the I, They're the 1%. Because they know how important they are in this whole decision-making process. They're the ones who actually hold most of the power. But guess what happened? Guess what? If that 1% starts to get too cocky, guess what the other two can do? 49 plus 49, guess what the other two sides can do? They can just join teams. That's how simple it is. But they don't want you to know or understand how the system works. It's not that complicated. In fact, if anything, that is what I would say, that is where America is right now. The left and the right are starting to realize more and more that both sides kind of want the same things, but then this 1% keeps fucking both sides over and just benefits the 1%. That's where we are, I think. Both sides in America are starting to realize, hey man, we're actually not that different. We all kind of basically want the same basic needs, right? Yeah, the rest of the, and then you take that image picture, scale it up to the rest of the planet, everybody's saying the same thing. Yeah, we just want to get along, provide for our families, our kids, their futures, you know, travel around, eat some good food. It's not that complicated. But there's one global 1% that has been fucking over the rest of the planet, have gotten too cocky, right? They think they're just 1%, but they think they hold all the power. But no, that's not how it works. The rest of the world is the 49 and 49. So I think more and more people are starting to understand how that works. This is coming back now to my whole thing with rules and laws. Is who writes them and who those rules and laws and policies benefit. If the 1% is writing those rules and laws, well, guess what? The rest of the population is not going to be satisfied, right? Because it's fucking them over. So guess who will have to write those rules, laws, policies, whether you write new ones or just reform or whatever. That's what it comes down to. And in order to do that, you need power. In order to have power, you need money. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's always money that does the talking, right? That's why America is the best democracy money can buy. Whoever has the most money can win the most votes. That's how it works. It's a company. That's why I keep saying Western countries aren't countries, they're companies. They're run like companies. Whoever has the most shares wins the most votes. This is a subscription service. So you have the so-called CEO, puppet, leader, blah, 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 president, who has no real power, who will just sign the new policies, laws, rules that will benefit the major shareholders, who will vote for you. Because you suck their dick, they suck your dick. I mean, it's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. You break it down, right? Religion works the same way. Government works the same way. Companies work the same way. Armies work the same way. It's not that complicated. Triangle. 1% on top is the eye, the symbol of the sun. Right, volcano crater, Eye of Sauron, because the eye on the top gets a whole 360 view of what's going on down below. So that's how they control the masses. You stick a speaker up there with the eye, so now the eye can see what's going on and also give the instructions from top to the fuckers at the bottom to divide and conquer. It's not that complicated. A pyramid has four sides. The eye can see all four sides. You divide up the dummies into four groups, right? That's what the swastika symbol represents, is how you divide up society, the different classes, right? Working class, artisan class, merchant class, ruling class. I mean, the workers, the merchants, the warriors, and the rulers. Or you could say the workers, the merchant, priest, and military class all work together in America, right? The four, well, I guess it's more like five classes, right? But in America, the military, the banking, and the priest class all work together. The 1%, while the rest are the all working class. I mean, it's not really that complicated. Not really that complicated. I don't think, when you break it down to how the basic mechanics actually work, it's not that complicated. So once you know how it works, well, first thing is knowing, then we'll see what happens. But if you don't even know how the system runs, then you're just always bitching at your neighbor because the ruling class's divide and conquer is working the way it should be. We blame each other on the ground while we don't look up and see the 1% on the top who are pulling all the strings for the fuckers at the bottom of the pyramid, when we're the ones who hold up that 1%. Doesn't have to be violent. Doesn't have to be anything. It's just knowing how shit works and figuring out how to change it to benefit the majority, because that's what democracy is, right? Right? It's like the sheep get together and say, this fucking shepherd is not a good shepherd. He keeps fucking eating up all our children, right? We keep getting older. He keeps working us harder. He keeps taking all our wool during winter so we're freezing. He keeps taking all the healthy ones. And we're just slowly, our population is getting smaller and smaller till we're all dead. And then what? There's gonna be nothing left. Right? There's gonna be nothing left. A good shepherd probably is vegetarian, right? He's okay with eating chicken, eggs, fish, but not like four-legged animals, right? Then you go to the fish's side, they're like, hey man, that's not fair. We got feelings too. Or you go over the chicken side, and, hey man, these fuckers keep stealing my eggs, man. They keep artificially inseminating me so that I lay my eggs. And then they take my eggs. What the fuck? I don't even get to see any of these eggs turn into chicks. I'm just saying, if you try to look at the story from all the different perspectives, humans are pretty selfish motherfuckers, man. Like, we literally live off of everything else and we give nothing back in return to the hand that is feeding us, this planet, nature, all these animals. We take everything. We take the whole hand, body, and everything, and we don't give shit back. Well, how long you think that system's gonna last? How long you think you're gonna keep having golden eggs if you kill off the golden goose? This is why the planet probably has this fail-safe mechanism of ice ages, so that it can replenish. Otherwise, we'd probably kill everything off. Just like the, was it the Fijian Islands? Yeah, they just stripped all the natural resources. There was nothing left. So that's how the population went kaput. If we don't give time for nature to regenerate, replenish, if we think, oh, capitalism, constant growth is the default system, well then you're retarded, because you don't even understand how your body works. Because you're not going to live forever. You're going to die. You're planning on eating up everything, not leaving anything behind for the next future generations. Well then, Mr. Scrooge, you're going to get fucked. Washington, D.C., Joffrey, Mr. Bully, if that's your default mindset, you're gonna get fucked, because you're killing everyone else off. And the rest of the kids on the playground are not gonna have it, because you're only 1%. And they make up the rest, 99%. Who do you think is going to win? Government is a thin veil. They think they have all this power, but they're only 1%. To be the tiebreaker, that's all it is. You've seen all the videos of all these countries around the world trying to implement all these crazy policies, tax hikes, blah 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 on their citizens, and the citizens all uniting and rising up together to send their government a message, overrunning their government buildings and whatnot. You've seen the videos all over the world. The people are rising up to remind these fuckers who's actually in charge and control. I'm just saying, we don't have to go through violence. We could all sit down and actually work out a good deal for win-win both sides. But I don't know, Joffrey, you seem to have fucking drank so much Kool-Aid, you need to go to rehab, 12-step program, right, based on the Zodiac, story structure, hero's journey, right, because that's how our reality actually works, right, get your shit together, mature, grow up, come back wiser, fairer. You know, just so you can do a better job managing all these kids on the playground, because somebody's going to have to do it, right? If you're working everybody else to the point of fucking exhaustion, that the system's not even working anymore, everybody's just overworked and dropping dead, or offing themselves, drowning in debt, and blah blah blah, because that's how you have the system set up, because you guys are eating too much. all the fat is the Lord's, right? Well, there's not going to be any fat left if the Lord is that greedy. We're all going to be left in the dark ages. There's not going to be enough fat left for any candles or lanterns, and we're going to all be stuck in the dark. Because Joffrey, the bully, Scrooge, the Grinch, whatever, got too greedy. Burnt up all the oil, all the fat, used up all the food. So now it's going to be a zombie apocalypse. Right? It's going to be the same story as the Fijians. They ate up all their resources, and then finally there's nothing else to live off of, so they all died. Well, that's probably why we're going to go through this grand solar minimum and all these Western colonial countries, basically North America and Europe, are gonna be forced to realize, you know, how reality actually works. That they can't be capitalism, unlimited growth parasites that lives off the rest of the host that you're trying to basically kill off now because you're so fucking greedy. We'll see if that's how this whole system is set up so that there is balance. Well, we're going to learn then. We're going to be reminded. We're going to learn the hard way. When the rest of the world is saying it doesn't have to be like this, we can all get along. Right? The other kids on the playground is telling the bully, look man, it's okay, we understand. We've all been bullied. We understand how it works. You probably got bullied at home. You know? Now you're just doing the same thing to the rest of the kids. Hurt people, right? So, we all understand, but we're trying to help you, but you're not trying to take our help. You're not trying to take our advice. You're still repeating the same patterns, same bully behavior all over the world. So then what's this story turning into? It's turning into the boy who cried wolf, right? The West is the boy who cries wolf. Oh, this dictator, that dictator, this humanitarian crisis, blah, blah, blah. While it's all done by them, whole world has basically caught on to this fact, and now everybody's ignoring the boy who cries wolf. And one day a real wolf is gonna show up, right? The story of the Norse mythology, right? The long dark winter represented as the wolves chasing the sun and the moon, right? What was it? Suna and Mani. The sun is the feminine riding the horse chariot. The moon is the masculine brother pulling the moon chariot. And the wolves, the darkness, nightfall, ice ages, winter, represented as wolves coming after you. So the boy who cried wolf, the bully, Joffrey, is gonna meet a real wolf now, who's gonna fuck him up for the next 30 years to teach him a lesson. At least that's where the story might go, based on, you know, some people. So we'll see. It makes sense to me. Earth has been going through ice ages forever. It's nothing new. That's how this whole system functions. The tilt, hot, cold, that's how life exists, seasons. Otherwise, if it was straight, no tilt, it would have no life because there's no variation. Either everything would be hot or everything would be cold, so there would be no in-between Goldilocks zone for life to exist between hot and cold. There's lots of good voices for Joffrey's team trying to actually give him advice. But we'll see if he listens or takes them. Right? Lots of voices. Like Colonel Douglas McGregor, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, Dr. Judith Curry, fucking lots of people. Jeffrey Sachs. Right? There's lots of people. John L. Casey, Jordan Maxwell, Lauren Moray, William Happer, Dmitry Orlov. I mean, there's lots. Lots of voices trying to advise Joffrey. But it's not Joffrey who's in charge, though. That's the thing. Joffrey's just an actor. Who's directing these actors is the question. Right? Biden, Trump, they're just actors. Who's actually giving them the script, the lines, the directions? Who's in control of the production, the budget? Right? Who is? Those are the people we need to get to, right? Who did Jesus preach to? It was the 1% he was trying to preach to, because he knew they were the ones who needed to be on the same side of the people, because they were the ones with the money, the power, the muscle to make a difference. That's why when he was preaching in that one area, I forget the name, and that one tax collector Nicodemus was on that tree, and Jesus's words touched his heart and made a difference, and then Nicodemus went back and gave back all the people's money that he was ripping off. The tax collector returning the money to the people, hardworking people, he was living off of, mooching off of, because he knew he had unfairly stolen their money. So who would those people be in the so-called West? They'd be the billionaires, right? The new feudal lords, the new feudal masters. They're the ones who are running the show. They're the ones who need to be, their hearts need to be changed, because their hearts have turned into stone, pharaohs, right? Probably there's probably a reason. No, let's say the bad guy doesn't just become the bad guy. That's probably a reason. Maybe he, she was bullied when they were younger, and they were like, fuck this. I'm gonna become the richest motherfucker on this planet, and then everybody's gonna have to do what I tell them to. Well, each cell needs their neighbor cells to be doing good in order for it to survive. These so-called billionaires are tumors, parasites, living off the host, thinking they're extra special because God or whatever told them so. They're the cancer cells, the tumor, the parasite, the virus, whatever you want to call it, living off the host, the rest of the body. If the rest of the body stops functioning, you go too, my friend. Just like the Fijian Islanders, who lived on a little lily pad, their island, and they ate everything up. All the ants on that island stripped that island, that lily pad, of all the resources. So now they had nothing to survive on. So then they turned into cannibals, and then they all died. It's a fail-safe mechanism built into reality, nature, so that parasites, viruses, whatever, don't spread to the whole system. That's why God or whatever had to send the great flood to wipe out the parasite, because it was going to destroy the whole planet. So, not that complicated. I think we all understand everything I'm trying to say. It's not that complicated. I've tried to break it down into very simple analogies. I think we can all understand how reality works, how we work, how the planet works, how governments, states, neighborhoods, villages, suburbs, corporations, religion, everything. Everything works the same way. It's all bubble physics. Alright, so not that complicated. We don't have to get violent. We just have to understand how shit works. And then we can take it from there. It's like music. It's a three-act structure. Beginning, middle, end. It's not that complicated. Whole reality is golden ratio musical structure. Sound is consciousness. Truth is silence. Thoughts are just noise. Why does your heart beat like the sun's? Once the sun goes out, so does everything else. You are a symbol of order, like the sun, being represented in a little package in your chest called your heartbeat. That's how the whole universe works. Not that complicated. Figure out why your heart beats. Write your own song, your own music, and dance, monkeys dance. Peace.